Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chof Aleph on Masech Dizvachim. Some of the topics to learn about include the question of Mahu Lekadosh Yodav Ragla Bakir. Can a Kohen wash his hands and feet inside the actual Kir? The Machlekes regarding the Halacha of Lina Me'elis B'mei Kir. At what time does Lina take effect and disqualify the water inside the Kir? B'chir Bar Abba holds Lematirin Kimatirin Le'evarm Ke'evarm. Lina takes effect after the time for each specific Avodah expires as follows. For the avodah that can be done only during the day, the lina takes effect after the day's conclusion. And for the avodah that can be done even at night, the lina takes effect only after the night's conclusion at alois hashachar. While Rav Chisda holds, af lematirin kevarn, lina takes effect only at alois hashachar, even for the avodah yom that can be done only during the day. The Gemara elaborates on Rabbi Yechanan's opinion of kir kimin sheshakur shuv in maleu. Once the kir was submerged for the night, it must remain in the ground until the next morning. Whether this was because of psul lina during the night, or because of Gzeres Shikua, the Chum initiated that the Kir should not be left out overnight out of concern that they will forget to submerge the Kir before Aleis HaShachar, and then the water which received Kedusha from Klisharis will become Pasul, and one is obligated to prevent Kosher from becoming Pasul. But by the evidence the Kir was left out overnight, Rabbi Yechanan holds the water remains Kosher.